Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. Joining me in the studio this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you, Andy, and good morning to all of our listeners around the world.
Yes, the ones who are freezing today and the ones who are not freezing today.
That's right. I am certain. I did speak to someone yesterday. I had to get some biographical information from a speaker that's going to be talking about Alzheimer's. Early warning signs for Alzheimer's at our Lenore Woods senior living community in Columbia. So I was chatting with her because we were hoping to get the promotion out. And she called me and told me when I asked for a picture, she said, well, I'm on vacation in Arizona. And by the way, it's 80 degrees here. And I'm like, oh, thank you. So I know somewhere the sun is shining.
Yes, yes, yes. And each day, you know, I get to talk with a different pastor, get to study with a different pastor, and it's always, you know, a different part of the country. And some of them are freezing like us, and some of them take joy in the fact that
yes, sometimes when
not
I'm
freezing where they live.
Absolutely. And I think probably you should plan that only pastors who are in the northern tier of the country during the winter are the ones you get to talk to at any point in time.
That's okay. When it's 110 in Texas this summer.
There we go.
Of course,
there
it'll be 110 here too.
There we go. Well, I thought I would just give us a jolt ahead to Saturday, Valentine's Day. And I came across a quote that is shared with our staff. So once a week, we have one of our director of person-centered services shares just thoughts, uplifting thoughts that kind of help our staff focus on why we are there and the mission that we live and with servant hearts. And it's called A Thought for the Journey. And I thought one of the quotes this last Monday was so apropos. And what was so wonderful about the quote is that it came from one of our care companions in one of the households that serves our residents. And here's what this care companion said. What comes from the heart reaches the heart. And that says so much. It says so much. It really talks about that motivation behind what we do and each and every day. And I wanted to share just a shout out, an affirmation to our staff that each and every day gives care to our older adults, whether they are the frailest of the frail, which Reverend Walt Shadle calls the no-goes, those who are starting to exhibit changing needs, and those are like the slow-goes, or our independent living, which are the go-goes. At any point along the way, there is interaction. And I wanted to share some thoughts about the appreciation for that interaction. And instead of having it come from me, I grabbed a few letters. I just wanted to share just some small little snippets of some letters. So this particular letter was sent to an executive director by a married couple that was living in independent living. And this gentleman writes, ours is a fortunate and close-knit family. But in the last 3.5 years, that family has grown to include the staff and residents here. That is a marvelous blessing, especially when considering that we have no immediate Missouri kin. So that just goes to show that it becomes an extended family. Mm. And even our residents see that. And then there's a letter that was sent to our CEO from someone who received our home and community-based services. And part of her letter reads, overnight, I became a caregiver to the two most important men in my life. I was scared, unknowing, and a nervous wreck. Your caregiver stepped into my life and helped me with her knowledge and love. I know she has a plate full of many obligations, but she makes me feel like we are her only priority. I respect her, love her, and thank God she is with us to help my husband during this difficult time of his life.
Wow.
And another letter that came from a family after their loved one had passed away, writes, we thank each and every one of you for caring for our mother as if she were your own. And finally, I wanted to just share another portion of a letter, again, from a gentleman whose mom had passed away. And he writes, "The work that you do on a daily basis could be described as simply a job, or perhaps even a vocation. But I rather feel that it is a very special gift, one that very few in this world could ever perform day after day after day. I especially wanted you to know this because accolades these days often come few and far between. I'm sure that you hear your share of negative things. Well, just know that there are lots of wonderful, charitable, kind, and compassionate things that you do that have been seen and will continue to be observed. I'm especially grateful to each of you because you are taking care of men and women who are precious in our eyes. They were once young just like you and probably loved doing many of the things that you now enjoy. I just wanted each of you to know that you are a real blessing. May God bless each and every one of you who puts the words of Jesus into action every single day." So those are thoughts actually that are coming from our residents and their family members. And that, you know, we are not perfect. None of us is perfect, and we will not be on this earth, which is why we needed Jesus as our Savior. But I think the words of those who are served really help to help to show or demonstrate the caring and the servant heart of so many of our employees that each and every day are there. And so I just wanted to lift them up and remind the listeners that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And as a devotional thought, I thought I would extend over an aha moment that I had recently. And that was thinking about that chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and how often that chapter automatically simply becomes an assumption that is used at weddings. And it's used so often at weddings that it becomes a misunderstanding of where it rests in Scripture, that it's in Corinthians, and Corinthians were divided in factions. And just that chapter before, in chapter 12, talked about being a body, and that, you know, Paul trying to get the Corinthians to really realize that each of them has different gifts, and then those gifts can be served together as one body to get rid of the divisions and to serve one another in love. So then when you read that first and you go into 1 Corinthians 13, you realize that it is how you are with everyone in a whole body. So I wanted to just share a couple of those verses that we hear most often, but in the light of really thinking about it with that larger picture, not just that special relationship you have with that one person with whom you may be celebrating Valentine's Day. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And I don't know Greek, but my understanding of the word love that is used there is really that selfless concern for the welfare of others who really do not deserve to be loved, because they may not have treated you with love. But as we look at Jesus and how he took our sins on the cross out of mercy and gave us the gift of the grace of his forgiveness, then this is like living that selfless love for others. We see it every day here at Lutheran Senior Services, and I just simply wanted to encourage the listeners to really think about that today. I am convicted by these words in how do I interact with my coworkers and the people with whom I come in contact. So maybe we all can give that thought to showing the love of Christ this Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. We talk about it being a holiday of love, or a day of love, and what is the greatest love there is? Yeah, just as you were describing, that agape love, that unconditional love, that undeserved love.
And when we think about it, why should it just be one special day? I've heard a lot of conversations recently, and even read some blogs about the un-Valentine's Day, or, you know, the whole idea of why really, it's setting up a lot of people for failure, you know, because there's so much of an emphasis on what do we do to show our love on that day, that really, in some ways, it's almost, it almost causes more grief for some people than it ought to. But why should we have just one day set aside for love? It really should be each day.
Every day. Yep.
So blessings to you.
Thank you to you as well. Well, I look forward to chatting again next week. We'll talk again.
You know, I just realized I have a conference next week. I have to take a look at my schedule. We may need to do that by phone or figure something out. I know I have a scheduled day at Our Lady of the Snows in Belleville next Thursday, so let me just check when I need to be there. I think I'll be okay now that I think about it.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you for reminding me.
Very
good. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with the Reverend Dennis Stuvey from the Lutheran Braille Workers on a new project that they're working on. Stick around for more of his time coming up right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO.